This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. So mostly what we've been focusing on recently on the Sex Crazy segments is the over-the-top hysterical response to the Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage. So basically a lot of it is because A happened, A being the Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage across the country, because A happened, then B will happen. In B, insert any crazy, scary thing you can think of. Now, that's mostly how the formula works. Here's Bob Vanderplatz. Now, he's a very influential religious right activist in Iowa. And here's some of the things he puts into the B column. The gay marriage ruling paves the way for the legalization of pedophilia. No, it doesn't. That's crazy. It will also allow for the criminalization of certain Bible verses. No, pretty good protection of the press in this country, not going to criminalize Bible verses. He said that the Supreme Court undefined the institution of marriage. I think that sane people might say that they expanded the definition of the institution of marriage, but they didn't undefine it. And, of course, it now paves the way for polygamy to come back. Well, if you read the Bible, that's traditional marriage. Now, this was on a show with co-host Frank Thomas, and he asked about something that I've not heard about, but apparently it's a right-wing myth that's been spread around, that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wants to lower the age of consent to 12. Bob did not disagree, and he basically said that pedophiles are going to follow the same route that homosexuality did about its sexual orientation. No, that's not going to happen, because it's about consent. Children cannot consent to sex. That's pretty culturally something that we all agree with. So, just no. And then here's one that really just boggles my mind, and a lot of other conservatives have been making, that transgender people are going to go into restrooms and assault young girls. Well, okay, that's going to happen. Couldn't gay men, since you think that gay men are all pedophiles, go into bathrooms and assault young boys? I mean, it's kind of the same idea, but that's perfectly legal right now. Do we need to ban gay people from bathrooms? Like they want to ban transgender people from bathrooms? Okay, transgender people, not pedophiles. Gay people, not pedophiles. Pedophilia, that's considered a separate thing. And, of course, you can't spread the crazy without a little paranoia. He said, "We see Christians overseas getting beheaded, but it's now coming right here to roost in our own country." Now, we're not going to see Christians beheaded in this country. So, congratulations to Bob Vanderplatz for a lot of crazy in one short interview. Representative Walter Jones is a Republican from North Carolina. He said that the Supreme Court's decision was a decision to disregard the words of God. And when you defame the words of God, I think you are a nation in trouble. Well, there is a difference between ignoring or disregarding and defaming, but okay. Then he shifts it into high crazy gear with, "You don't have to be a religious person, but you still have to, in my opinion, acknowledge that the words in the Bible are God's words and God's direction for America. And the world, quite frankly." So wait. He's saying that you don't have to be religious, you don't have to be a Christian, to recognize that Christianity is the only true religion and everybody should be following it. Okay. I guess he's also unfamiliar with the fact that a large number of Christian denominations and a large number of Christians don't hate gay people and don't want to deny them the right to marry. But even if you're not a Christian who believes that, you know in your heart that Representative Walter Jones' version of Christianity is the right one. Todd Starnes is a Fox News talking head, and one heck of a sore loser. Sure, he's upset that he lost, but he takes comfort in a story from the book of Exodus, in which God sends a swarm of hornets to clear the battlefield. He said, "When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets." Well, I don't think that the public schools should be doing that. I don't think they are. He continues, "When a teacher tells a little boy he can't pray over his meal, Send the Hornets. Well, that's going to be hell on the other kids also having lunch. But that doesn't happen, so I don't worry about it. He continues, when the Pentagon tells them to take down a cross on a Christian chapel, send those Hornets, clear the field. When the Supreme Court says they know better than God, send the Hornets, Lord, clear the field. And when the President says that America is no longer just a Christian nation, don't send the Hornets, Lord. Send the mosquitoes and the gnats and the bumblebees and the lightning bugs and the cicadas. Send every critter you got, Lord, clear the field. Okay, so everybody will just go inside. I mean, I know Fox has low standards, but this guy? And he's just suggesting it. There are other people who are suggesting that a whole bunch of different plagues are going to befall America. Sandy Rios, who's the American Family Association's Director of Governmental Affairs, says that the terror threat against this nation has gone up exponentially. So, same-sex marriage equals terrorist threat. And hey, if we allow men to put cocks in their mouth under the cover of wedded bliss, we're not going to have, as a nation, enough to put in our mouth. Rick Wiles said that God will cut off America's food supply, and this nation will be hit with disease, pestilence, drought, natural calamities, and a great shaking. Well, for a change, some of that great shaking happens someplace other than California, because we really don't need any earthquakes right now. We got this big drought we're dealing with. Failed Republican presidential candidate Alan Keyes says that the 4th of July is now a national day of mourning for Christians. Boy, they've all really given up on the this is scientifically provably bad for children thing, and now it's God's wrath and poor put upon Christians. And these poor anti-gay Christians are not even safe in their own faith. Pastor Stephen Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church called for the stoning to death of ministers who performed same-sex marriages. But he did not specify the manner in which he would like LGBT people executed. He doesn't really care. He says, I hate them with a perfect hatred. So, for this loving Christian, just kill them any way you want. And of course, we can't go without including Harlem's crazy pastor, James David Manning. He said that a group of armed neo-Confederate soldiers will launch a new civil war in response to the Supreme Court. He said, surely the Confederates and the South will win this time. You are not going to push this sodomy. He said that he will join these fighters. Now the nation must be rescued from the liberal God-haters and Constitution-haters and those that are pushing this sodomy agenda. America will be rescued, and the rescuers will be the Confederates, the Southerners, those that have been blood-washed, Bible-believing, locked and loaded. Shouldn't the FBI be looking into people who claim they're going to take up arms against the United States? I think the authorities really need to have a little talk with James David Manning.